Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need a glass.
Just opening his can next to the brand new microphone.
So what did that do to it?
Well, what he doesn't realise is that there was a 95% chance that that can would have pissed lager all over everything.
Not lager?
Or whatever it is.
It is a nice Guinness. Hello, Johnny.
Hi.
I am James. What are we doing right now?
Well, I'm having a scone, what my mum made me, and you're having a bottle of Guinness.
Yeah, but, well, no, but, like, when we're talking, what are we doing? We are communicating!
You haven't even introduced the podcast yet.
Yeah, well, hello, this is the podcast.
This is Get Fat Podcast, my name's Johnny.
I'm James, we did discuss this. Mm. But, we're communicating, Johnny, and that is the topic for today's episode. Mm. I hope you have done your research.
I have done all my research.
Good. We've had a...
Why did you start this when I've got scum left?
Well, you started it. You pressed play. Record.
I was checking the microphone worked.
No, we're starting now. We've started.
Yeah.
We've been away for a while, haven't we? I mean, I can talk for a little bit. You just chew with your little mouth.
Go on then.
We've been away for a little while. Not for any major reason as such. Just admin. Mm. A few things we were working on and are working on still.
Yeah, clerical errors. Are we doing a face mask while we record today as well?
Oh, okay, yeah, so we're doing a face mask. Do you not need to wet your face first?
No, I think you just clag it on.
Clag it on. Now, that's a term that I wasn't aware of until I met you. Oh my god, he's took his glasses off.
Yeah, I've took my specs off, tiny eyes.
New listeners will not realise Johnny has tiny eyes when he takes his glasses off. Quickly before we get on to communication, which is today's topic, a thank you to Anthony, who is our shit we couldn't be bothered to Google correspondent. He did obviously comply and help out.
Did he?
In a recent episode.
So I meant to ask about him, because I didn't hear that. I didn't see that reply. I assumed he'd forgotten about
it. Oh, it was on Twitter. Yeah, he replied.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so you're still a friend?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Why didn't I see that then?
I don't know, mate. Maybe you dropped the ball. I don't know why you missed it. But yeah, I tell you who else has reared his ugly head.
Not Special K.
Not Special K. He's always looming around. Ghost Director.
Really?
Yeah, he was...
Didn't he?
He was pleased to see us back. And I'm sure he'll be pleased to see us back again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was delighted. It was about hospital and the colour green, mint green.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. From all those years
ago. It's supposed to be a calming colour and relieve stress. It was used in many American lunatic asylums and hospitals. That was Anthony, who helped us out with that. He is a very good listener. Yeah. And our shit, we couldn't bother to Google. So, thank you very much, Anthony. You never let the side down, unlike Johnny.
Yeah, I don't. But I know I did ask whether you wanted roses or scones.
Right? Yeah, you did.
I've got roses.
We're trying to record here.
Oh, but you're not dead hungry.
I mean, not majorly. There's a few things. I'll tell you what, you open that and rustle away in people's headphones. A few other things I want to discuss. Animals that work is coming up. Oh, for God's sake. Animals that work coming up. And a few YouTube things in the pipeline, Johnny. Do you want to discuss that while I open this? A few YouTube things.
Yeah, so just by the way, listeners, right, there is a medical reason that I'm eating so much, right? I'm not just being awkward. What it is I'm trying to cut the fags out, and it's just sent my appetite through the roof. Today, I've eaten about 3 stir fries, thank you. And now I just want loads of sweets.
Who got you then? Because that's not a normal bag of chocolate.
It's a bag of chocolate, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Don't want or not?
Not right now. I'll stick to the Guinness, thank you.
Cheers! Telling the listeners that I'm trying to cut the cigs out.
I was over there.
So you heard that, did you?
Yeah.
I think that might be your toffee.
You don't like toffee?
But I can't be chewing a toffee through it. What is it? Ooh, fudge. Oh, I love fudge.
Well, have it then. Have it. I can talk for a bit.
You've
not mentioned YouTube once, have you, when I asked you to mention YouTube?
I want this to be about me.
So, we've got a few ideas that we're coming up with for YouTube. Make it more of a visual medium. It's just a little bit tedious, and we don't know. We've not got the privilege that other people may or may not have that have podcasts. The fact that
it's
we haven't...
Fucking
cool, oh, and now he's going to spit it out.
That was horrible. So, go on.
Yeah, so we've not really got anyone who's willing to do animation free of charge. So we have to do it ourselves, don't we?
Yeah.
Not that it is animation, it's just a visual aid. Again, it's all about communication, so it does tie back in. Go on, Johnny. Just go on, just open it. Open it. Sorry, anyone with headphones.
Right, that's it now, prove it.
Yeah, you sure you're happy with that one now?
I look strong.
So there's a few things we're looking to do on YouTube. Johnny's come up with an idea, which is quite a good idea, and we're going to look to do that in the near future as well. So just keep your eyes out. We'll be plugging it on Twitter, which is @GetFatCast. We'll plug it on there. We don't really plug it on anything else.
Yeah.
And why would we?
That's
if you can hear it really windy, we're recording this when it's that hurricane that's in Ireland.
Yeah, and it is absolutely belting at our door here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's... You've got like traditional windows as well, which
one of them will be
might not stand
through
the test of time, depending on how well this wind goes. But yeah,
if I wake up with a soggy foot, I'm coming to get in with you. I'll tell you that for free.
Yeah, you say it like I'll be here. What you mean, like staying at mine?
No, if I wake up with a soggy foot, then I'm going to get in my little car and I'm going to drive to your house.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. You can do that.
James, can you have a cuddle, please? Because you remind me of the dwarf on The Witcher. Which no one will get. That's a massively outdated reference, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really is an outdated reference. Is there anything you wanted to bring up before we went on to today's topic?
I think there was, but I genuinely... Oh, yeah, I want to do my face mask.
Can I do it for you?
Yeah, but...
I do you and you do me.
Right, but the thing is, only across the nose and on the forehead.
Yeah.
You do not want that in your beard.
No, of course not. Let me just wash my little hands first. You tell the listener... I mean, why are we doing this, Johnny?
We're doing this because I want to see how clean my face is. It's a suction black mask. Now, excuse me.
Oh, this is an absolute nightmare of a podcast.
No, I'll cut that bit out, Rory. Right, it's a suction black mask. I actually bought it off Amazon.
Okay.
For about £2. It's suitable for all skin types. Fragile or sensitive skin. Please apply a small amount of the product to the back of the ear if no allergic reactions within 5 minutes before use.
Well, should we do it by the book then?
Fair enough.
Let me do it for you then. Have you used this before?
Once I put a bit on, but it didn't really... No, it comes out thick.
Well, it's quite pasty.
Yeah.
Well, that should be enough, I think. You've got quite a long face.
Yeah, but you're only doing the top half.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm not going to mess about.
I end up this in my
I'll start with the forehead. All right, let's get that on there. Let's get it in everywhere.
It's like I'm having a face massage.
This isn't great for, like, an audio medium, but, you know. I'll make sure I don't get your eyebrows as well. Oh, I'll just go onto the bridge of the nose now. I've made a T. I'll try and explain this. I've made a T with like a sort of a thicker top of the T, if you like, and then a thin sort of vertical.
Yeah, they actually, the professional beauticians call it a T-zone.
And then I'll get in to the nitty-gritty now. We're making... It looks like a shit Rambo extra.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Do you want it all over the nose?
A
blackened nose. And then, should we keep it on for the duration, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've got to let it dry. Okay. And then you peel it off.
Yeah, no, and I'm aware of how they work. I feel like I can't really do much more without... Yeah, that's it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll just wash my hand.
Right, James has got to wash his hand. I'll let you know how I get on. Yeah, I'm going to do his face next. Obviously, it's a much rounder
fist. It's really difficult to get off.
It's really difficult to get off, apparently. That's what he says about all the women, don't you, James?
You can't find it.
You know what, listeners? This is going to take a while. I'm going to pause this. Right, he's done it. We've all sort of a bit of a to-do, really.
Have we?
I think you can call it a to-do because they've changed all the packaging on the roses.
Roses, chocolates, other chocolates are available.
Yeah. And now I don't know what any of them are. So...
Yeah, right. So I was sensible on yours, so don't on my face or anything.
I'm going to be nice to you. I'm just going to do it in a slightly different way. What James did, the absolute fool, he covered the palm of his hand in it.
Yeah, I wanted that to be like my palate.
Yeah, and then where I'm applying straight to the finger.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you've got quite a smooth head.
Thanks. That's what she said.
Hey.
It's actually quite bumpy after all the diseases I've had on it. Oh, so you've done it like a big blob now.
Yeah.
Is this gay? Is this homoerotic?
Yeah, I mean, it's very erotic.
It's, I mean, it's fine. If it is gay, I mean, I'm up for it, like, you know what I mean? Maybe not the gay sex, but like this bit.
It depends. It's only gay if we're both hard.
Right.
So that basically depends on whether you are.
Should we just alternate erections?
Yeah.
That would be a great name for a rock band. Alternate erections. Alternating.
It'd be a
erections.
One Direction tribute band.
So he's on the nose now. It's quite cold.
It is, isn't it? But I like it. You see, mine was pre-warmed, I suppose, by your fat palm.
That was a big blob. That. I hope this works.
What? And that you hope it comes off.
Oh my god, you're going like right round the eye. I didn't do that on you. You've just got like a. The concentration on Johnny's face.
Well, I'm trying to get it right for you. Can you just spin
it? It's got quite a weird smell. There will be pictures of this on Twitter.
I reckon, because your hairline's that receding, right? I could. Hang on. No, because this
will
make it actually easier.
I can feel it dribbling here.
Whoa, hang on. Oh, shit, get that out. Yeah, hang on.
Oh, so Johnny got it in the beard. Great. I feel like...
You could do the same.
I feel like I fell for a trick.
No.
Because you said, do you want to do a face mask? Which, I mean, I'm up for most things. And I feel like you've done a trick on me.
You look like...
It's like you're selling me snake oil or something.
No, I'm genuinely a little bit concerned. That bit's going to drip down.
Okay.
But it should be all right. There you go, handsome boy now.
Oh, right, let's get a picture. For the... I mean, we have got an episode coming up. This sounds like we're just padding.
Oh, yeah, we're about 15 minutes in.
Oh, goodness. Great. Perfect. We'll put that up on the Twitter.
Yes, we will.
At GetFactCast. I've plugged that once again.
I'm just going to go and wash both my fingers.
We're going to hit the pause button again.
Who got you these?
Who got me them?
Yeah.
Yeah, my mum. Said, do you want some chocolates to go back with, pet? Because I've been seeing my mum this week. We had a delightful time. Oh, and I can't put my fucking specs on, can I? Shit. Right. So, so now we're all beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm eating a chocolate now. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
So we look beautiful. We're taking care of business. We're taking care of our skin. Is there anything else we need to take care of? I've got just a touch of sleep in my eye. Right, and I think we're now good to go.
Is this the worst start to run a podcast yet? Probably.
Probably, but you know for a fact is none of it's getting edited out.
Mm.
which I think is endearing.
Do you think that the people who download it normally were like, oh, a 2 hour long episode, and be sort of excited and then let down by this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think they'll get excited when they see it's 2 hours long.
Hmm.
I think there'll be a bit more, what the fuck's going on? Where's he going now?
Sorry. Will you put it in my fucking beard?
I didn't put it in your beard. I put it in your beard.
Stop eating fucking chocolates!
Right. Are we ready now?
Yeah, I'm fucking ready, yeah. Where's right. your research?
On my phone like it always is.
Right. Fucking hell. Chew your chocolate, right? No more chocolates now.
Right. Put them out of the way.
They can be a treat for later.
Right.
When we do YouTube stuff.
Right. Well, we're 15 minutes into this now. Don't laugh, you'll crease your mask. We're going to have a very solemn episode. Because if you laugh, you'll crack your mask, won't you?
Well, it's not even dry yet. It's fucking dripping off, mate.
Communication.
Communication, Johnny.
Communication.
I'm going to let you start with communication.
Oh, right. So
I've got a fair amount of research.
Right. I thought we were doing the history of communication.
Yeah.
And you would start out with like letters and stuff. I don't come in until the telephone bit.
I can start.
No, I'll start.
I can start.
I've got some
early stuff really. I've done early stuff. That's what I've done.
Done telephones and emojis.
Right, okay, that's fine.
I haven't so much researched emojis as that I've got a bit of an opinion on them.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, but I have researched the phone.
Right, communication, Johnny.
Yeah, well, what is communication? Tell me about it. Communicate to me what that is.
It's the imparting or exchanging of information by speaking, writing, or using some other medium, Johnny.
Right. So, communication is the imparting of information using any medium.
Yeah.
I could have shot.
Yeah, sorry. Well, I'm just giving.
We've all ran in the intro, mate.
I'm just giving you the intro. All right. Just giving you the description that I found.
Did I tell you I think I broke my ribs as well?
Have we got time? Can this wait?
Yeah, can wait.
Yeah. Okay. Smoke signals, Johnny.
Yeah.
There you go. Didn't think of that, did you?
No.
Doing your little stupid emoji research, looking at the poo with eyes. One of the oldest forms of long-distance communication. It is a form of visual communication used to transmit news, signal danger, or gather people to a common area. Used in ancient China by soldiers stationed along the Great Wall to alert of impending attacks from tower to tower, some as far as 750 kilometres away.
It's
a fair distance.
That is a fair distance.
Now, have you heard of the boy who cried wolf, Johnny?
Was he the one who kept setting off those bloody smoke signals to say there was a fire on the Great Wall of China, and then there wasn't?
Not quite. The boy who cried wolf, as everyone will know, is he kept saying there was a wolf when there wasn't, and then when there was a wolf, nobody came because he kept shouting. Well, abuse of the smoke signal is known to have contributed to the fall of the Western Zhou Dynasty, Z-H-O-U, I hope I'm saying that right, in the 8th century BCE. King Yu of Zhou had a habit of fooling his warlords with false warning beacons in order to amuse Bao Si. Now, Bao Si was his concubine, who was known as one of four ancient beauties of China. So basically, he was like showing off to a woman.
Ah, right.
And then when an actual rebellion occurred, no one came to his aid.
Well, you know what?
That's what happens, you know.
Says you're right, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's like having a flash car, isn't it? He's like, oh, look at me, I can make all these people run over, haha, it's just a joke. Balls it up in the end for himself, didn't he? Where was she? Was she on the battlefield for him? Of course she wasn't. Probably down doing the bloody shopping somewhere for clothes.
Where did you go from smoke signals to ancient China to that's just like having a nice car?
Like trying to impress a lady.
Right.
Yeah, with a nice car.
Cars impress ladies.
Get
a car, right. just when you thought it couldn't possibly be in any more fucking debt.
Native Americans would set large fires to communicate their presence or their distance to meet local tribes. The desire to meet local tribes. I can't even read my own handwriting. Now, the Yangan people, they were from Chile and Argentina.
They were Yangan.
Use smoke signals to alert others of a beached whale.
Yeah.
So basically, big beach whale, can't have all the meat to yourself.
No.
You don't want it to spoil?
No.
So you would tell people about it, so all the meat and blubber would be sort of chopped up, and then everyone would have a bit.
Oh, that's
and
they nice
could all
them.
Go on their fair way.
Yeah.
And Aboriginal Australians would use smoke signals to alert others of their presence, particularly in areas they were unfamiliar to themselves. So it's not necessarily like a war cry. It's
those
more
Australian ones.
Yeah,
they used to do. They used to do smoke signals that would do the words to Waterloo.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very Aboriginal.
Nice. I mean, the
ABBA. I was on about Napoleon. I was on about ABBA the band, and that's
yeah.
what you said, ABBA
no,
original.
No, I got it. It's just because I saw you looking at me trying to think of the punchline.
Oh, right.
That's how I knew it was going to be a joke. So that was that for you. Do you want me to move on to another form of communication? An old one.
Oh, an old one? This one is letter writing.
No, this one is sort of... there's four official speakers of this.
Is it...
It's not... In fact, it is a little bit verbal, but it's also non-verbal.
Is it like that time I went on a date with the girl from East Africa? We spoke in her language last night, all night. Yeah, we just kind of clicked.
Again, Johnny thinking of jokes on the spot.
Yeah.
It's called Tic Tac.
Right.
Where would Tic Tac be spoken, Johnny?
In a mint manufacturer's warehouse.
It's a traditional method of signs used by bookmakers to communicate the odds of certain horses or dogs.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. I know
so, you know
you
the
mean.
Ones who'd like tap the shoulder and sort of
yeah,
tap
yeah.
the head and stuff like that.
Oh.
Basically, so not to patronise the listener or anything, but if you've not been to a horse racing or the dog racing, something like that, obviously you can bet with numerous bookmakers. So, if you're giving 10 to 1, but somebody further down is giving 30 to 1,
yeah,
you're not going to get any customers, are you?
No.
So they would have someone keeping an eye out on everyone else's sort of odds, and then they would communicate that back. But obviously, with it being a busy area, they'd do it with their own sort of verbal or signing techniques. Until the turn of the 21st century, it was a very common sight on racecourses in the UK, but the advent of mobile technology has eclipsed this in most places.
Oh.
So it's sad, isn't it? A Tic Tac man will usually wear bright white gloves to make his hand movements easily seen. Here's a few examples of signals, Johnny. So, odds of 9 to 4, both hands touching the top of the head. That's 9 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing the action.
On which arms?
Again, doesn't really matter this stage.
Oh, right.
Fists together. With the right hand thumb protruding upwards to resemble number 10. So as you're looking at that, Johnny, that's supposed to be number 10 for you.
Oh, right.
So that's 10 to 1. Yeah.
I can do them too.
Well done.
I'm sure enough as well.
Everyone can try this at home. Odds of 33 to 1 is double carpet, it's known as.
Hmm.
Arms crossed, hands flat against the chest. As if, you know, you're in a coffin or something.
Oh, right.
That's 33 to 1.
Not like you call.
No. There are regional variations within the UK from south to north. 6 to 4 in the south is represented by a hand touching the opposite ear. So your right hand would touch your left ear, for example. The same odds in the north by the hand touching the opposite elbow. So your right hand would touch your left elbow. So it's just, again, just slight variations of it. Some of the signals may be called out verbally too. So, the names evolved over time in a mixture of sort of Cockney rhyming slang and backslang. Do you know what backslang is, Johnny?
Backslang?
Yeah.
No, I don't know that one, actually.
Written words spoken phonetically backwards. Here's an example for you. Yob derives from boy. So, it was like market sellers in London, and they'd say there was a yob here before, which is like a boy who's up to no good. So, it's just boy backwards.
Like when you're at the F1 and one of them cars goes past and you go, oh, I've just seen a race car.
Because race car is race car backwards.
Yeah.
You're a clever boy, aren't you?
I am, that's a palindrome.
Here's some terms for you that you might get at the GGs.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what ching is, Johnny? In terms of odds, what's ching?
Chong's mate.
That makes it in. It's been a poor episode. Ching is 5-1.
Oh, it's a wrap. Sorry, leave it. Ching, why is Ching 5-1?
It just is. There's no, it just is. It's just evolved over time. Right. Cockle, 10-1. Here's one Muscle. For you that you should be able to get. Aleph Avia.
Some at 4.
11-4.
Yeah.
Enin, that's backslang.
9.
9-1.
Mm-hmm.
Levels your devils.
1-1.
Even odds, yeah, evens. And Pony and Macaroni are both 25-1.
Oh, and you can't have even odds, can you?
Yeah, you can.
But then there's no point. Every pound you put on, you win a pound back.
Yeah.
It's the same pound.
Yeah, but
there's no point, is there?
But there's still, you can still have even odds, can't you? You're looking at me all confused with your weird eyes.
Yeah.
No, you can have even odds, Johnny. Now,
you
if I was to say
to
you,
later, then.
I might stick a rock cake on the jolly, what would you think I was saying?
I would think you were going to have a bet on the ponies.
So I'm going to have a bet. But what am I betting on? I'm going to have a rock cake on the jolly.
On the greyhounds. Jolly.
Rock cake is a small bet.
Yeah, as I said, a bet, yeah, a little flutter.
And jolly is the favourite.
Ah, because he's happy about being the
small
favourite.
Small bet on the favourite.
Right.
So there you go. Yeah, I've got some quick facts if you want them as well.
I mean, I can tell you all about telephones if you'd like first.
Yeah, if you want, go for it.
Go on, I thought we were going chronologically.
Well, no, I didn't want to do it all because you. It was essentially your episode.
Well, I mean, you say it was my episode. And you know what? You're right, which is why I have got 15 mind-blowing facts about telephones.
Oh, here we fucking go. Yeah.
Right, who knocked it up?
I've not got that written down.
Alexander Graham Bell. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, mate. That's not even one of the mind-blowing facts. That's just something that I already knew. And that's why they say these days, oh, give us a bell.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, genuinely, yeah. Give us a bell. That's why. Because I used to, because me and my mates when we were kids, because it was, like, so funny, we used to say,
give us an Alexander.
Give us an Alexander Graham Bell. When you're on your way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still see them, mates?
No.
No.
You're my only friend now, you know that. You know when you pick up the telephone and say, hello, and then you have to speak to the other person for a bit? No.
You don't have to pick it up if you don't.
Well, yeah, sometimes if it's cold callers, you don't, do you? But Alexander Graham Bell had suggested that ahoy is how you should answer the telephone. Mm,
yeah,
ahoy,
I've
hoy.
That. I've heard that before.
Yeah, oh, have you now?
Why did you say ahoy, hoy when it's just ahoy?
That's how I do it.
Ahoy, hoy, that's not what he said. He didn't say be a seal on the phone.
That's what I did.
Ahoy, hoy.
Right.
Or Norwegian.
What was the very first phone call?
Was it? Your mum's sex line.
No.
Oh.
It was your dad's sex line.
Ooh, sting.
Oh, you know what I did earlier, was it?
Go on, your mum and dad having sex.
No. It was a bit of a rumour. I don't know if there's any truth in it, right? But whether it's true or not, I'm going to leave it in the podcast, right? But apparently, James, your dad sells Avon.
What?
Have you not seen that?
What, that my dad sells Avon?
Like all these memes going around and they're like, ah yeah, and your dad sells Avon. It's a Scottish thing, I think.
Yeah, no, I've not seen that.
It's saying like
funnily enough, I'm not Scottish.
It's like your dad does something, like an occupation that's more stereotypically...
A woman.
Like, yeah.
Well, that's sexist, isn't it?
Well, it is.
From the Scots.
Sorry for being sexist about
I thought they were a forward-thinking nation. Evidently not.
No. I mean, at least they voted to remain, eh?
Oh, politics.
Right. What was the very first phone call?
I don't know.
It was Alexander Graham Bell. He rang his mate Watson and said, oh, come here, I want you.
Gay?
A little bit
gay, isn't it? A little bit seductive there, like a bit forceful.
Yeah, he was his assistant as well. And you know when they used to say as well, I think this Watson bloke was a bit of a, like, I think he was the Bell's bitch, basically.
Yeah, the Bell's bitch. Yeah. You call him the Bell now.
I think that's what they used to call him. We used to call him the Bell.
Yeah.
And
when he was hanging up, did he say bell end like that just to signify he was ending the call? No?
No.
No, okay.
Too far. You've spoilt this now. I've been working up to a bell end crescendo.
Oh, sorry, go on.
Right. No, spoil it.
No, go on.
He was Bell's bitch, and yeah. You know when you say, oh, put you on hold?
Yeah.
Because Alexander Graham used to turn around and say, you're old this a second.
No, you're making this up again, aren't you?
I'm not.
You're making this up. I'll put you on hold. It's because he decided to hand it. I mean, he was on the phone too. There's only two phones in the world, so.
I mean,
if he needs to ring them, then.
I'm not making it up. It's definitely written on the one website I looked at to get these facts.
For fuck's sake.
Right. The memorable. Look, you can see there.
No, I don't. No, tell the listener.
The origin of the phrase is to put someone on hold was Alexander Bell handing over his telephone instrument to his partner, Mr. Watson, and saying, here, hold this.
Okay. I'm willing.
The wind's getting bad.
I'm willing to believe it for the purpose of just getting through this.
Right. The memorable Nokia tone for receiving text messages. Do you know what that is?
Beep, beep. That one. Oh, that doesn't sound great, does it?
That genuinely doesn't sound great. Oh, shit.
What? Is that all your bottles going everywhere?
It's all my empty bottles. If that box takes off, there's going to be smashed glass everywhere. But I can't bring 6 months worth of empty bottles into my living room.
I think you might have to at this rate.
What do you do? No, you don't bring your bins inside because it's windy, surely.
You have to hide them somewhere or put them somewhere, tie them somewhere. Tie them to a downpipe. Mm. Why are we discussing this on the show?
What do we want?
Discussing this on here.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm just concerned. Right. Anyway. Right. Do you remember the Nokia ringtone?
Yeah.
Not the diddle do diddle do diddle do do. Not that one. Right.
Dee 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 dee. That one.
Yeah.
Oh, what one were you thinking of?
Well, I think it's.
Oh yeah, that one. That one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's dot 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 dash dash dot dot dot.
Right.
SMS Morse code.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The ascending tone, which I think is that diddle do diddle do diddle do do, possibly. Mm-hmm. Is that the ascending tone?
Yeah.
Is it absolutely?
It ascends.
Yeah.
It goes higher.
Diddle do diddle do do. Yeah. That is Morse code for connecting people, which is Nokia's slogan.
Okay. Yeah, yes. Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you called the patent for the telephone?
Go on.
You called it... Because you know before that it used to be telegrams.
Yeah.
It was everything tapped out in Morse code and down wires, right? He called it an improvement in telegraphy. Telegraphy. Telegraphy? How was it pronounced?
Telegraphy.
Yeah. Yeah, 47% of all water-damaged mobile phones in the UK have been dropped in the toilet. Did you know as well? A ton of mobile phones contains more gold than a ton of ore from a gold mine.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, because there's a lot of gold used in mobile phone construction.
All right, it's not like... No, because I saw a guy in New York who would... go mining for gold and like precious stones like on the streets of New York because people like stones would fall out of rings and stuff and earrings would fall out of people's ears and they'd go into the cracks and he'd like vacuum them up and find them. I just wondered if like when you find a phone someone's like left a ring in it maybe, you know, like the back of a phone case.
I don't think so.
Okay, fair enough.
The number 666666 was sold for 1.5 million in a charity auction in Qatar in 2007.
In Qatar, not Qatar.
Yeah, whatever. It's a qu. 555 as a prefix is reserved for fictional US telephone numbers.
Okay, what, like in TV and stuff?
Yeah. So if they're on the Walking Dead and they've got a telephone number, they'll start 555.
Why are they using phones in Walking Dead?
Well, not the Walking Dead, something else then. And while James is getting up, I'm going to leave you with just one more fact about telephones, because I think we can all agree that I've done a cracking job of this.
Yeah, everyone's all telephone facted out.
Yeah. Do you know what Hitler's phone number was?
If you say 999...
No.
Go on.
999.
Fucking hell.
No, that wasn't the joke.
Was okay.
Was that what you intended it to
Yeah,
be?
Well, that's what I thought you were going to say.
Right, because 9 sounds like German for no.
Yeah.
Or do you just think 999 because it ought to be an emergency?
Well, both works doesn't it?
Well, I think my way was the cleverer way, so I'll take that. No, it was the Berlin area code, and it was 116191.
Is it? Apparently. And you rang that and you go, is Adolf there?
Yeah.
He is just having his dinner. What would you like? He didn't live in... He was from Austria?
Yeah. When he lived in Berlin.
Oh, okay. Hello, it's Eva speaking. He's just in the shower. I don't know why she's a camp gay gentleman.
No, she was like that.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, very... She was...
Hello, he's just walking the dog. He's walking the hunt.
Yeah. Well, don't
bit of German for
German
you there.
Yeah.
He's out with his Jewish friends this evening.
Come along, what's next?
Oh, Hitler, would you like to pick up the upstairs phone? It is your friend Goebbels. Yeah, that one?
Yeah.
That one? Can you think... I mean, what would Hitler do on the phone?
He'd, I can't... There's a joke in there somewhere.
Hello, yeah, I will get him now for you. He is just, pooping in the downstairs toilet.
Wonderful.
I'm just, you know.
You just, yeah, we've just 5 minutes of German impressions. Yeah. We tend to have these every week now. They've become a thing. James just forgets his brain and acts German for half an hour.
So you've moved on from telephones then?
Yeah.
What are we on now then?
Oh, do you want my next bit?
Yeah.
I've only got two bits.
Well, that's all right. Do your next bit and I've got a bit.
Like, emojis have got a bit up themselves, haven't they?
Straight onto emojis. Go on.
Well, do you not
Shows
think...
you're working.
Well, when I was a little boy, right...
When I was just a little boy,
I asked my mother what I would be.
You'll be a little emoji, son. You'll be the little spitty yellow fella.
Aw, thanks, Mum.
Or the fucking clown. Anyway, when you were a little boy, yeah?
No, you used to send people a text message, right? And you used to have sad face, happy face, sticky out tongue, and then a wink for when you wanted to shag them.
You still use that now, the sticky out tongue.
I know,
as like a basic, like a colon P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was getting, so what's wrong with that though? Why does it have to be this space age, the technology where...
Just move on, Grandad.
But
just
I can't, there isn't a sticky out tongue. He's got an eye there closed.
Is, yeah.
He's going, bah.
That's semicolon P.
So where's the emoji then, for just sticking your tongue out with someone?
I don't know, speak to Apple, speak to the emoji guys.
But this is what I'm saying, when it's not fit for... You can't bring something out like that and not have it fit for purpose.
Well, it is fit for purpose, isn't it?
It's not. I can do a Royal Guard soldier with a big hat on, but I can't do a sticky out tongue at someone.
I mean, how often are you using the sticky out tongue?
Quite often.
I thought it was special.
I'm quite cheeky in life.
You're sending it to traffic wardens and debt collectors.
Basically, yeah. It's, okay, I need to know why you sent me that as well. I didn't, right.
We didn't read it, did you?
Yeah. Right, look, I've got cowboys, I've got graduates.
Well, first of all, you're in the wrong place. Let's see if we can find your tongue one. There's sticky out tongue with his eyes.
Where?
There.
No, that's, that was tasty.
Is it though?
Yeah.
No, it's just a 3D version of what you're sending to people.
No, it's not.
That was tasty.
That was tasty. Blah, that was yucky.
Okay, again. Oh, there's that's what you want.
No, that's
you should have no complaints there, Johnny, with that.
No, I do. That's not really sticky.
That's a man he's, with his tongue out with both eyes open.
He's panting.
So it's what it is really is down to.
And I don't know why this cat's so horny either. But it's got there's a cat. With
a cat
love
that's
arts.
In love.
Got love arts in his eyes.
There's a robot. I'd imagine the ghost and pumpkin one will get used for Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, you know the thing with Halloween. Why is it that like women? It's all right to just dress up sexy. Why is that?
That's Halloween's only saving grace. Don't spoil it.
Like, oh, what are you?
Fancy dresses only serving grace.
I've gone as a vampire. Well, you've not. You've gone with your tits out and a bit of blood dribbled on your cleavage.
Yeah.
That's what you've done.
But, and I have absolutely no issue with that.
I just think it's lazy, though, isn't it? Shall I think it's lazy?
No, but...
Put some effort into your costume.
No, because if you put too much effort in, it becomes unsexy.
Not really. I mean, why does everything have to be sexy? Why do you have to stick your tongue out at everything?
Stick my tongue out at everything.
You know, you're trying to send text messages. Everything needs to be sexy. You need to have everything sexy.
I've
everyone.
Got stuff in my eye, and I can't argue with you at the same time. Ow.
So why can't girls just dress up as, I don't know, a Dalek?
Well, kind of the one.
Yeah, but they'd have to have the busters out.
Well, they wouldn't have to. They can just be a nice garlic if they want.
A garlic? Don't do that. The vampires won't turn up. Anyway, right, we'll move on to some quick facts, shall we? While Johnny's struggling with his look. I mean, can you imagine he's got something in his tiny eye?
I know, well, I get distressed easily.
First email ever sent, Johnny.
It said, "Hello, world."
Well, not quite. It was by Ray Tomlinson in 1971. The email was simply a test message to himself. That's a test, not a text. Sent from one computer to another sitting right beside him in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He was just sending it, like, you know when you sort of just spam the keyboard?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was something like Q-W-E-R-T-Y-U-I-O-P that he sent to himself. And he sent it on an internal sort of intranet type.
So he didn't spam the keyboard, he just typed the top line of the keys.
Oh, yeah. No, not... Oh, yeah, he did, actually. Yeah. I thought...
Q-E-U-I-O-P.
All right, okay, shut the fuck up. First text message, Johnny?
Totally spammed the keyboard, pressed any crazy button.
He might have done. He might have done. Infinite monkeys and all that.
Bollocks.
Go on, first text message. Date. Give me a date. It's the 90s.
91.
92. 3rd of December, 1992. Do you know what it was? And do you know who it was sent by?
3rd of December, it'd be doesn't Christmas get earlier every year?
Nearly. Neil Papworth, a 22-year-old test engineer, he used a PC to send it via Vodafone network to Richard Jarvis, who was at a party at the time, and it simply said, "Merry Christmas."
Aww.
That was nice of him. The first tweet, Johnny.
But how did he have that? If the phone's there...
The fella had the phone.
I've got the phone at the party. I don't know if text messages exist yet.
Right.
Oh, you're sending me a text message?
I'm assuming it's his work colleague, and he's got, like, a tester phone. Because the test engineers.
Ah, right, fair enough.
So I'm assuming it's got the capability for it, but right. Nobody else. It's probably that twat at the party. Hey, yeah, yeah. Oh, my friends just sent me a text message, yeah? Yeah, you probably don't know what it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Plus, they'll have had the technology in pages.
You're actually laughing out loud. We probably won't even bother to abbreviate it because it's so easy to type. You know, something like that. So anyway,
Come on.
That's what happened. Right. First tweet.
First tweet. Tweet.
It was by @ Jack.
I like Eliza Doolittle, actually.
Who is co-founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, right? And it was March the 21st, 2006. And it said, "Just setting up my Twitter, T-W-T-T-R, because that's how it was originally going to be named. But they changed it for publication reasons.
Publication reasons?
Well, just to make it easier on the eye for the public, I don't know.
Oh, right.
Johnny, the earliest written proof of sign language, when do you reckon that was?
The earliest written proof of sign language?
Yeah.
Well, I imagine it'd be some kind of hieroglyph.
It was 5th century BC in Plato's, I want to say Cratylus, one of his clever things that he did.
Yeah.
Where Socrates discusses using hand, head and body movement to convey thoughts or to converse. So, that's my facts on communication.
I can't fault you.
Did we communicate well over this podcast? Answers on a postcard, please. Which that is also another form of communication.
Cool.
Postcards are the biggest manufacturer of postcards in the UK is going under, mate. They're blaming text messages.
Yeah, probably.
They're saying, "People use the phones, they don't use us anymore. A woman with her tits out on a donkey."
I love a mucky postcard. Not like entertain yourself with, but like just a funny mucky postcard.
I think the way it is now as well, like you get on before the postcard gets back now, don't you?
Yeah, especially with the Royal Mail.
Who were going to go on strike, but haven't.
Have they not?
No.
Is yours dry? Have I put too much on your mask?
Mine's not dry.
Mine is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I did a good even spread on yours.
I did nice thick on yours.
Yeah, so we're talking about our face masks, by the way. So, guys, we're going to try and come back once again with the Renegade Master. Don't rip it off just yet.
Sorry.
Eager Beaver. We are going to be back as many times as we can over the next coming weeks.
Yeah, we'll be weekly from now, unless like I get really ill again or die or something.
We'll try to be. Johnny is feeling a little bit better, aren't you?
I am, actually, yeah.
Got rid of that AIDS, didn't you?
Yeah.
Other illnesses are available. You can like us on Facebook.
Don't even start on Facebook. Don't
bother.
You can follow us on Twitter, at GetFatCast.
You can email us, and why wouldn't you?
getfatcast@gmail.com.
And yeah, have a lovely week, guys.
Yeah, and just while you're at it as well, there is another podcast out there called the Get Fat Podcast.
Oh,
it
yes.
Started up a few weeks ago.
Yes.
It's fuck all to do with us, just ignore him.
No, I was going to give the guy a shout out. He was very nice about
it. He was pleasant, yeah, but don't be thinking we're him, because the next thing you know, like, we can't have Special K and Anthony leaving us, basically.
No, so what happened was, Johnny
or
noticed...
the ghost director.
Johnny noticed at 3 a.m. that there was a Get Fact podcast that wasn't us. Mike Spookberry, he's called. Shout out to Mike. He very kindly said he would no longer use Get Fact as his podcast name.
Yeah.
Which is nice of him, because...
Because I sent him a message and said, trust me, mate, you don't want to get confused with us.
Yeah, it's not really... If you're looking for the educational angle, it's not really where you want to go, is it?
No.
But we did have the name first, so, finders keepers and all that.
Yeah.
We started it.
Not like pricks that fucked up. I can do one.
Thanks to him for being so understanding with that.
Yes.
Good luck to him on his podcast endeavours. I'm sure he'll struggle just as much as we do. And I hope he doesn't, but maybe he will. Let's hope he has a laugh. Hey, if he has half a laugh, we have guys, hey?
Hey, yeah, I see.
He'll do well. Leave us a review on iTunes. That would be splendid. Even if you've left one before, just do a fake account. Just do like a 5-star review. Like that. And we will keep you posted on the YouTube videos when they're available.
Yes, we will.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye. Oh, do I not take my mask off while the listeners are
on? Oh, you can do it now if you want. This is going to be extra at the end. So they've played the music and there's a bit at the end.
Right,
yeah?
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, you're taking his mask off. Oh, he's struggling a little bit. No, you're not at the edge. There you go. Oh, let's see all the shit that comes off Johnny's face. You said you didn't wash your face on purpose for this. Don't rip it. Yeah, rip, like... I want it to come off in one piece. This is tense, isn't it? Is it hurting? Talk us through your feelings. Down the nose now. Oh my god, the shite coming off that. Now you want to peel these sides now. There's a lot of stuff coming off it that's not good. Oh my goodness.
Is it?
Yeah. Shall I do mine? Is mine still wet?
No, yours is still wet, mate. We'll have to tune in for yours next week, I think.
Yeah, it's still wet. Is it? Yeah, it's still wet. Because you're useless.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.